Welcome, welcome world to another episode of the APE Academy podcast. I'm your host, Chase H. We are here back with another episode, continuing our celebration of Black History Month by recognizing the extraordinary courage and bravery of the African American service member on the battlefield and on the high seas from the American Revolution to the Vietnam War. God bless y'all. Hope you can join us. Thank you for joining us. APE. All right. We are live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to do our housekeeping after I introduce myself once again. I am Chase H. I'm your host. I am a PhD student. I am a historian and history nerd, a lover of everything American history. I am also an entrepreneur, a father, and a husband. So I am happy and proud you can join us for another great episode. I have a few housekeeping notes. Please follow, rate, and review our podcast. If you follow us, you will definitely receive notifications, right? So you guys know what notifications are. When you guys are sitting at home watching your NCAA basketball or 600 Pound Life or basketball wise, whatever you're into, you might hear a chime. So bing, or a vibration. You look down, you'll see. If you look at the banner on the top of your screen, the A.P.E. Academy podcast has a new episode streaming, all right? We're on all platforms, okay? So you can go on Apple, wherever you're listening to us. We have a bunch of other options, right? Apple, Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, etc. All right? If you have a few minutes to spare, please rate us. This will help us in the rankings, and it will also provide valuable audience feedback. If you're feeling generous, really, really generous, you have a few extra minutes, writing a short review or just expressing your opinion, like, yo, this sucks, or this is awesome. It could be two words, it could be a paragraph, doesn't really matter. You're stating your opinion, writing a quick review will really help us make improvements, and it can also give you all the content you actually want to learn about, all right? Because a lot of this stuff is things I think are important, and if you give some feedback, then we can really start to see, okay, what are people talking about? What do other people think? Or think is an important issue or a topic or something they want to learn about, okay? We thank everyone for learning and growing with us. We definitely appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to hop right in. We are talking about the African-American service man and woman in American conflicts, okay? So we started with the Revolutionary War, all right? Now we're on the War of 1812, which in my opinion is probably the most understudied, acknowledged war probably in American history, all right? And it was a pretty major conflict, and it came at a crucial time in American history where the country was beginning to try to form its own identity separate than that of their former British rulers, okay? So America was a young nation, didn't know what the heck it was doing, had no money, but this was a critical time, and this war was very important in shaping the coming century, right? So this is in the beginning of the 19th century. This really shapes the country for forever, really. All right, so we have a few sources, and we're going to put those in the show notes, all right? Every good historical podcast, every good history book will always list its sources in the bibliography. For us, we're going to put it in the show notes, all right? So, rising tensions, right? The War of 1812. The War of 1812 marked America's coming of age, the arrival of the United States amongst the world's superpowers, right? It was in these years immediately following the Revolutionary War that the people of the U.S. began to think of themselves as Americans, all right? So, before that, there was really no, really zero, national unity as far as identity goes, all right? And that's an important thing to remember. We kind of look at it, you know, the way we were taught in school, there's a narrative where all Americans were united and everyone was cheering for each other, and there's all this patriotic spirit, and eagles were flying across the sky, and people were saluting the flag. It was not like that at this time, okay? Americans was actually a term that was used sneeringly by the British. It was also like an insult at first. The British kind of was like, you Americans, you know, you peasants, you peons. Before the war, citizens of this new nation, America, referred to themselves as Pennsylvanians, New Yorkers, or Virginians. People were much more likely to identify with their state or region than with an abstract concept of an American nation. In 1806, France prohibited all neutral trade with Great Britain. And in 1907, Great Britain decided to ban all trade between France, her allies, and the Americas. In retaliation, Congress passed an embargo act 1 year later, in 1807, which prohibited American ships from trading with European nations. And they also passed the Non-Intercourse Acts, targeting France and Britain specifically. These were all trade acts. These proved to be ineffective, however, and in 1810, the U.S. reopened trade with both superpowers on the condition that their suffocating blockades against neutral trading were lifted. Both nations were blockading American ports because of their conflict. So we're talking about France and in Britain. And once again, America's kind of drug into another kind of broader, more global war. All right. Still simmering from the American Revolution, Britain continued to harass American merchant ships looking for Royal Navy deserters to impress American seamen into the Royal Navy and refuse to lift the blockades. I want to briefly talk about impressment because it is here, it is at this moment, right? So the British began this new tactic of impressment. It is here that we see evidence that African Americans were extremely loyal to the patriotic cause even then, as we talked about in the American Revolution. An expert from American sailor Moses Smith, who served on the frigates Constitution and John Adams during the War of 1812, described a pretty dramatic scene, almost sounds like it's from a movie. About this time, the John Adams arrived at Annapolis from a foreign cruise, and from her men we learned of a striking case of heroism, which is worthy to be told. A colored seaman belonging to New York had been pressed into English service, and when the Adams was lying off their coast, he got an opportunity to come on board of her as one of the boat's crew, sent with an officer upon some errand. Thinking now his time had come to escape from the British, he determined, if possible, not to return. Accordingly, as he stood on the deck of the Adams, he suddenly seized a boarding axe, and in the presence of the crew, cut off the fingers of his right hand at a single blow. Then, with his left hand holding up the bloody weapon, he exclaimed, "Now let the English take me if they want me." However disabled as he was, they took him back, our officers having no power to interfere. If patriotism be anything but a name, then surely this noble African deserved a better fate. There are exalted qualities often concealed beneath a darkened skin. So that is a pretty powerful kind of story of how an African-American sailor who was forced to join a British ship decided that he would rather be wounded, just maimed for life in an attempt to return to his country. He would rather be maimed than return to British service. And that's pretty dramatic. That is dramatic stuff right there. All right. So exactly how many Americans were impressed by the British is uncertain due to spotty record keeping and limited reporting. However, historians estimate that between 2,500 and 25,000 American sailors were captured and forced to work on British ships. In 1805, British warships took up permanent station outside American ports to search American ships for British-born sailors. And the British consulate in New York City openly admitted that the port was effectively under blockade. Britain's practice of impressment was driven by extreme shortages in manpower and the need to maintain a large fleet and army to fight against Napoleon's powerful imperial military. By 1812, Britain had been at war with France for the better part of 20 freaking years. That's a long war. So Britain and France had been mortal enemies for freaking centuries before this. But around this time, they had been warring for 20 years straight. The origins of the conflict can be traced to the French and Indian War, which was fought between 1754 and 1760, which led to the loss of French Canada to the British and the desire for revenge that led France to back the Americans during the War of Independence. When Napoleon seized the throne in 1799, Anglo-French warfare intensified and continued until his final defeat at Waterloo in 1815. We'll talk about the Napoleonic Wars and the impact of the wars on African-American sailors in the next episode. President James Madison made the issue of impressment from ships under the American flag a matter of national sovereignty, even after the British agreed to end the practice, and asked Congress for a declaration of war on June 1, 1812. Many war hawks, as they were called, who supported the call to arms, saw British and Spanish territory in North America as potential prizes to be won either through battle or negotiations after a successful war effort. So here we go. The stage is set for our discussion of African-American sailors and soldiers during the War of 1812. We'll be mostly focusing on sailors. However, African-Americans also served in pivotal battles on land, which one of the major battles to be included was the Battle of New Orleans. So African-Americans played a critical role in the Battle of New Orleans. They served in every major battle during this war. And especially impressive was their service in the American Navy. You know, there's kind of a, you know, low-key racist joke that black folks hate water and can't swim, which is true. I can't swim and I do hate water, but there's a little bit of truth in stereotypes, but I just found it fascinating that during my research for this series of episodes that so many African-American sailors were willing to serve in the Navy despite their less than ideal treatment after serving in the American Revolution. So this is a very quick turnaround after the American Revolution, the War of 1812. It happened so fast. So England, let me summarize. If you get anything from this episode, we're going to talk about, just get the background of the war, right? England was essentially bullying the Americans. That kind of seemed as, you got lucky. You punched me in the nose with the American Revolution, but we're still your big brother. We're still your superior, and we're going to treat you like that. So every American ship that sails out of your ports, we're going to stop them, and we're going to search them. And we're going to make sure that there are no deserters on your ship. And if we want to, we might take a few of your guys and force them to work on our ship. So that was the scene. You know, the stage is set. Thank you for listening. This is a short episode, all right, guys? I did not plan on making this a long one. I really want to introduce the topic, okay? The topic is African-Americans in the War of 1812, all right? And this is an unknown, understudied war. I really want to bring it to light, all right? Thank you so much for joining us. God bless y'all, all right? Tune in. Don't forget, we're on social media. We're on IG, at Ape Academy Podcast, all right? We're on TikTok, at Ape Academy Pod. We have a YouTube coming soon. All this information is going to be in the show notes, all right? In the show notes. Remember, follow us, review us, rate us, all right? Help us out. We love y'all. Thank you for joining us for another great, quick episode. God bless y'all. Ape out. All music comes from freebeats.io, right on YouTube. Check them out. They got all the beats you can ever ask for. Any soundtrack you want. Ape out.